You're listening to SBS News.
A fairer system is being touted by the federal government as the solution to redistributing the amount of GST each state and territory receives. According to the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, it's the best way to fix what he describes as a broken system. He's promised that no state or territory will be worse off. The transition is expected to take around 8 years, during which the federal government will spend billions of dollars topping up national revenue. Mr. Morrison says when there's more to go around, everyone wins.
Well, you've got to make the pie bigger. I mean, if the pie's bigger, everybody's getting more, regardless of what their share is, except for Western Australia. And what we've done on digital transactions, low-value threshold goods, all of these things, and I announced this in the budget, that over the next 4 years, the GST pool is going to grow by $6.5 billion, specifically because of the decisions we have taken as a government.
The system under which GST is shared, known as horizontal fiscal equalisation, hasn't seen significant change for almost 20 years. A government-initiated report by the Productivity Commission made 9 recommendations. 8 were accepted by the coalition. But the 9th, which suggested averaging the payments across the states and territories, was rejected. Currently, wealthier states and territories prop up those less well off. But the introduction of a benchmark level will ensure no one falls behind the fiscal capacity of the nation's strongest economy, a position that's historically been claimed by New South Wales or Victoria. The federal opposition is sceptical of how the government will find the extra money to keep the GST pool at the desired level. Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen hopes the funding guarantee doesn't make cuts in other areas necessary.
And that states and territories are more than entitled and indeed are obliged to be asking the government. What guarantees does Scott Morrison give that this top-up funding will be locked in? And even more importantly, what guarantees does he give that it won't be clawed back through cutbacks to schools and hospitals, because that is their form?
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk wants more details too.
It does seem to me to be highly ironic that all of a sudden there's a pie that gets bigger. Where is the money coming from? I will not stand to see any cuts to services, especially our hospitals and schools across Queensland. It appears that this is more of a magic pudding than it is a pie that continues to increase.
The additional federal funding will be untied, meaning state and territory authorities can spend it as needed on services such as schools, hospitals and infrastructure. It's forecast that almost $70 billion worth of GST payments will be generated in 2018-19. The Treasurer says the changes will insulate the system against the effects of volatile outside events such as the mining boom, which saw Western Australia's GST share drop as low as 30 cents in the dollar. A new floor of 70 cents per dollar will be brought in as of 2022, peaking at 75 cents from 2024-25. In fact, WA is set to be the big winner and will likely be $3.3 billion better off by 2026-27. Labor leader Bill Shorten says it's about time.
Well, I accept that Western Australia has been receiving a hard deal, and in fact, I congratulate Premier Mark McGowan, and I'm pleased that Western Australia, their arguments, the arguments that the Premier's been making, the arguments I've been making, seem to finally be getting some traction as we approach an election. I think the government, the Turnbull government, knows that in Western Australia they've dudded him for years.
The revamped plan will be taken to a meeting of state and territory treasurers in September. Most say they need time to analyse what it means for their respective economies. Acting Victorian Premier James Molino says he wants to make sure his state comes out on top, and he's not going to just take the treasurer's word for it.
The devil will be in the detail. We want to make sure that there are no negative implications for Victoria, no way that the federal government can give with one hand and take away with the other.
Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.